From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Times Union reports that May 29th is the deadline to register to vote in the June 23rd federal and local primary elections. The election was moved for April 28th by executive order by Governor Andrew Cuomo because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The voting includes the Democratic presidential primary. Anyone wanting to change parties is too late, but for folks who have a registration lapse, forms must be postmarked by May 29th. Anyone can also register to vote online at the Department of Motor Vehicles website. Read more about this story in the New York Times. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Environmental watchdog groups in New York are requesting the state enforce its ban on single-use plastic bags as the state economy reopens. The ban went into effect March 1st, but has been on hold until June 15th due to a lawsuit. In a letter to DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos, 122 organizations urged that enforcement be resumed and that the DEC take steps to inform supermarkets, stop prohibiting customers from using reusable bags, and to restore the 5-cent surcharge for plastic and paper bags. The DEC said in a recent statement, and I quote, DEC continues to encourage New Yorkers to transition to reusable bags whenever and wherever they shop, and to use common sense precautions to keep their reusable bags clean. Retailers across the state are complying. We have consistently said since the beginning of our outreach campaign that we will focus on education rather than enforcement, end quote. Judith Ink, former EPA regional administrator and president of Beyond Plastics, is calling on the DEC to take a more active role. She lauded Sagos and his staff for their work on COVID-19 related issues, but said it is now time for the DEC to enforce existing environmental laws. Hannaford Supermarkets is one of the chains that brought back plastic bags and suspended the 5-cent bag charge for plastic and paper, spokesman Eric Bloom said. The company requires shoppers to bring reusable bags to pack their own groceries. Vice President Mona Golub said Price Chopper brought back plastic bags in late March. Top Markets also brought back plastic bags, citing sanitation concerns with reusable bags. Tops is not charging for plastic bags, but it is for paper. Inc. said, and I quote, "The misinformation is unfortunate because there is no medical evidence linking coronavirus to reusable bags. I recommend people wash their bags with hot water and soap and pack their own groceries to reduce any concerns," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Olana Partnership has been awarded a $14,400 matching grant from the Environmental Protection Fund's Park and Trail Partnership Grants Program. The grant will fund the design of the trailhead for pedestrians entering Olana State Historic Site from the Hudson River Skywalk from State Route 23. North Road was constructed in 1869, and it served as Olana's main entrance from the city of Hudson until the estate became a state historic site in 1966. Olana's 2015 landscape design plan included establishing a trailhead, and the opening of the Hudson River Skywalk in 2019 made it a pedestrian entry point. The trailhead design will create a more visible and accessible entrance and will also integrate the skywalk with Olana's historic carriage road network. You can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.